In Atlanta, hip-hop meets ballet tomorrow night.
The Atlanta Ballet's latest show is a collaboration between old-school dance
and new-school music, specifically the beats and rhymes of Antoine Big Boy Patton of the popular Atlanta duo Outkast.
Day-to-day producer Shireen Meraji spent time with the performers while they were fine-tuning the show, simply titled Big.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the air.
Dance studio doors vibrate to the deep bass of Big Boy's kryptonite. Peek behind those doors and you'll find ballet choreographer Laurie Stallings directing the movements of a crew of young dancers from the Atlanta Ballet. A featherweight ballerina twists and turns above the heads and under the arms of four male dancers. Her movements are ethereal, but it's also like she's teetering over a cliff's edge, right about to fall. Laurie Stallings says Antoine Big Boy Patton's music forces her to say something meaningful with her choreography.
The work is fundamentally based on the contrasts that make up the American dream. I think I've been waiting for this music for a long time, actually. It's like any classical composition. It's intricate and layered and beautiful and ugly, and there's so much texture. So if Mozart was here, I think he'd really dig this.
Dancing in toe shoes to a song about smoking weed is definitely a contrast. Atlanta Ballet's artistic director John McFall said when he was first floating the idea of collaborating with a hip-hop act, patrons were a little freaked out about the lyrics.
So people were pushing back pretty hard at times. It's not a fairyland. Alcohol and drugs are part of our lifestyle, whether they're legal or not. There is some pretty interesting language in some of the tracks that we're using. You know, that's representative of a culture, and I actually call it poetry.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus.
Rehearsals for Big are an aural and visual culture clash, with Stallings, a wisp of a woman standing 5 feet tall, no more than 100 pounds, explaining her choreography to hip-hop lyricists like Big Rube, heard here on Outkast Liberation. They call him Big Rube for a reason. He's at least five times Stallings' size, baggy jeans, gold chain, and you can't leave out the shiny gold mouth grill.
A dancer comes on stage and they're making graffiti on stage, they're painting, and you walk through that environment as he's doing his work.
Right. Maybe the rough edginess of hip-hop is now, you know, definitely being accepted as a legitimate art form, and anybody who maybe isn't seeing that, you know, the writing's on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, maybe.
Fantastic.
The obvious writing on the wall is that the fine arts like ballet aren't doing well financially. Patrons are getting older, and ballet companies need to attract newer, younger audiences. And in Atlanta, hip-hop is king. Think Ludacris, T.I., Lil Jon, Jermaine Dupri, and of course, Outkast.
Yeah, it's from national underground, thunderbounds when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan, you can't stop a train.
They are the super talented and innovative hip-hop duo. Hip-hop icons, really. When NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster claims to have one of their CDs, you know they've crossed over. And if you've forgotten their names, here's a reminder. Andre 3000 of Hey Ya fame and Antoine Big Boy Patton. He likes the way ballet dancers move.
The music in itself has no boundaries, so ballet could be thrown in anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because we utilize every genre of music, from heavy metal to hip-hop to reggae to jazz to country to folk to gospel. You know what I mean? So why not?
It's 10 p.m. when Big Boy arrives for work at his Atlanta studio, where friends and family like his Uncle Mooney and Cousin Tafani chill in the back room, known as the Courvoisier Lounge. His conclusion? Art is art, and regardless of race and social class, hip-hop culture and ballet culture aren't so different.
They come to the studio, and we sit in this room right here and go through music. It's like that mental sign language that Laurie and Big Rube were intertwined, and me and Laurie do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can see her. She's very animated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, without even saying words, we can kind of connect and know, like, okay, let's use this record right here. And that brought us to using one of the new songs off my album, actually is going to close out the ballet. They happened to be in here one night late. So they do the night owl thing too, late. And I was working on a record, and I was like, oh my God, what is that? I was like, this is new. And they was like, you think it's just something else?
Big Boi believes so much in the collaboration that he's unveiling a song off of his unreleased album. But can Outkast music really bring a new audience to the ballet? One thing is obvious. This is not the Nutcracker.
Right. Yeah, they come see me. Because the only ballet experience I've ever had was the Nutcracker. When I was in elementary school, and like now to have my own show, story, interpretation of just vibes and positive energy, like I love it. Thrive off of that, for sure.
For NPR News, I'm Shereen Meraji.
Big Boi was talking all about his new track, but you can't hear it unless you go to Atlanta's Fox Theater tomorrow night to see the show.
If you can't make it, go to our website, npr.org, to see photos of the dancers in action.
Thought it was just gonna go end off like that there, huh? Hearts, two hearts.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Martha Little. The director is Kimin Song.
The day-to-day production staff includes Catherine Fox, Steve Prophet, Deborah Clark, Shereen Meraji, Martina Castro, Vanessa Romo, Allison Gilbert, Ronnie Radbill, and Jolie Myers. And special thanks this week to Javon Paris for additional production help.
Our editors are Jacob Conrad, Jason DeRose, Laura Dine, and Jim Wallace. Our technical director is Leo Del Aguila with engineer Sean Corey Campbell.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.
My daughter, my baby mama all escaping me. Like when the wind, she was my friend, like Princess died before she died, therefore we try to try again. But in the end, you pay attention to the pluses, but the minuses behind it make it seem like you can't win.